It has been a great privilege for me to serve this great organization. My motto was that I'll make this most impossible job into possible mission. I have been trying during the last 10 years. I have been devoting all my time and passion and energy. But frankly speaking, realistically, I may have to leave many things unfulfilled. We needed to have a much more sense of unity, much more global solidarity and the compassion. But we have not been able to see. Without the member states' full support, it has been quite difficult.
What then would you say have been your biggest successes or the biggest accomplishments or the ones that gave you the most satisfaction in terms of achievements in the past 10 years?
Whatever successes or achievements there may be, this is an outcome of joint efforts, not by me alone. Secretary General, however capable or willing to do, cannot do it alone. I am deeply grateful to our dedicated staff. Without their hard work, without their sacrifice, we could not have achieved this Paris Agreement on climate change. We would not have this 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development.
When you look back at the past 10 years, are there any things that jump out to you as being maybe the biggest disappointments of the past 10 years?
My observation as Secretary General during the last 10 years, while addressing many burning issues, all these issues, conflicts, have not been caused by the people. Most of these conflicts, unfortunately, I have to say that caused by the leaders, because leaders, they have not shown their strong commitment to the goals and ideals of the Charter of the United Nations.
What advice do you have for Antonio Guterres when he starts the job? Your first bit of advice to him would be?
When you become a leader of any organization, first thing they normally show is the passion. My experience and my observation and lessons, having learned that during the last 10 years, is that this passion should be accompanied with compassion for others. There are so many, hundreds of millions of people who need the support from the United Nations. I know he's a man of integrity, he's a man of compassion. He has already shown his compassionate leadership during the last 10 years as High Commissioner for Refugees. So I'm very grateful to member states who have chosen such a superb person as my successor.